Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 498 for Friday, July 29th. I'm Jane Marcus. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was $1.50 to $4 per ton stronger on Friday, with the November contract at $455 a ton. The canola market was propped up by advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans, which were in turn supported by a weaker U.S. dollar. U.S. GDP increased by 1.2% in the second quarter, which was less than half what analysts had expected. Advances in Malaysian palm oil further underpinned canola. However, generally favorable crop conditions capped gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher, while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were up 15 to 29 cents, with the August contract up 29 at 10.32 a bushel. Soybeans advanced with a weaker greenback and strong demand. Despite sales reductions reflected in the most recent export report from the United States Department of Agriculture, soybean sales for this year and into next year are expected to be strong, which is bullish. Hot, dry weather is forecasted for key soybean growing regions next week. That weather could impact crops as they are flowering and setting pods. Corn was up 3 to 4 cents, with the September contract at $3.34 a bushel. Corn was underpinned by a weaker U.S. dollar and spillover support from soybeans. The expectation for strong demand for U.S. corn was also supportive for prices. However, crops are in generally good condition, which limited advances. The USDA may show increased yields in data going forward, which is bearish. Corn was down 2 to up 1 cent, with the Chicago September contract down 2 at $4.08 a bushel. The International Grains Council upwardly revised its estimate for global wheat production in 2016-17 by nearly 7 million tons to bring the total to 735 million tons. The International Grain Council expects the European Union will have a smaller production, but that will be offset by increases from Russia, Ukraine, and the U.S. The spring wheat harvest has started in some areas, which added to the declines. However, a weaker U.S. dollar limited losses ahead of the weekend. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.